It's because of this kid in Lenexa who spiked his teacher's coffee with some kind of cherry sports drink. That's what you get from reading the article. But then if you kind of Google the G.I. Joe sports beverage that they reference in the article that he spiked the teacher's drink with, you find out that it's rare, as in it's really, really old. Probably from the 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And so this kid puts this rotten sports beverage in there. How much could she have drank before she realized there was something very, very wrong with her coffee?
Enough.
Then she's like, bleh! You know what I mean? Like, once I ordered a tea from Pizza Shuttle, and I was like, oh yeah, tea. That'll be good. So I ordered tea with my two. I think maybe you were with me. I think maybe we got a twofer or something. And the tea arrives, and I get ready to take a drink, and I take a drink, and it's like, bleh! Because it was raspberry tea, and I wasn't expecting it. You know what I mean? So if it's something that's it's flavored differently than what you're expecting, aren't you going to kind of have an instant reaction? But no, somehow she drinks enough to have to go to the hospital over it. The kid's on 6 months probation now.
Maybe wow. All the flavor disappeared with age.
6 months probation? Couldn't the teacher say, okay, you know what? The kid may have learned his lesson from the fact that I was in the hospital. Right?
Maybe.
Maybe not, because it says she went to the hospital January 5th, and then it got spiked again on the 26th.
I'd say probation's not out of the question.
Though. Really?
Maybe
criminal charges?
Public caning, something like that.
Yeah. So we want to share some of our stories of, you know, torturing teachers. You say you were a good boy, and your whole class was a bunch of
I just don't
losers, too.
Any, that's just extreme. I don't remember anything like that.
539-9750 or 238-0975. The rotten banana and the pencil through the cup are the two that I remember the most, just because of the teacher's ridiculously outrageous reaction. Yeah, I remember this all. And like sixth grade, somebody went up to the chalkboard and wrote sex on the chalkboard. Yeah, and we all had to individually turn in a note saying, you know, I know or I don't know who did it. You know what I mean? So we all know who did it, but I'm thinking actually everybody in the class stuck together and didn't rat.
If you wait, you had to write a note that said I know or I don't.
So you had to say I like. They wanted you to put in, you know,
blank
to,
did it?
Yes.
And if you didn't know, you just left it?
Yeah, or I don't know who did
it.
Yeah. Yeah. Not a terrible thing to do to kids?
Yeah.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Some ways that you tortured teachers growing up.
Oh, well, we were in Catholic school, uh-huh. Right? And we had this nun we called Sister Marta Bird. And she had her stuffed Garfield and a stuffed Paddington. We hung Garfield. And we would throw Paddington around her, behind her back.
Paddington?
Oh, wow.
She ended up in the mental institution that year.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I guess there was a guy in our high school that had a nervous breakdown in high school because of the way that he got treated by his students. And I went to Catholic school, too. And, yeah, why did we hate the nuns so much? Do you know?
I don't know. It's just fun because they're so flighty and sensitive, I guess.
Those nuns. Terrible people.
We also scratched her Joan of Arc record by throwing spitballs. We had, like, spitballs coming up over the ceiling.
You scratched her what? You did what?
Her Joan of Arc record. She had this Joan of Arc record she liked to play.
Oh, no. That sounds terrible. Nicely done. I guess that's the reason why nuns aren't fun to have as teachers. Because stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Let's all get together and listen to the Joan of Arc record.
It's just either nice. Sleep through it or scratch it.
Yeah. And you know what? Like, people around here, like some of our bosses, you know, I'm 25 years old. Like, they're like, we used to use records around here. They're a vinyl thing. Like, they start talking about records, you know, like, we have no idea what a record is. And it's like, hey, mm-hmm. In grade school, we listened to records all the time. Some stupid instructional records.